A new dance theater work has a coffin as a centerpiece, but The Waiting Room is no typical wake. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has more.
Beth Corning says we don't talk enough about death.
I think death is really interesting in that it is the ultimate elephant in the room. We really deny death. We are in complete denial that we're going to die. We laugh about it. We are surprised by it, constantly surprised by it.
A while back, Corning heard a radio story about death customs in different cultures. She was struck by one ancient Jewish tradition. When somebody dies, the body must have company continuously until it is buried. This guard duty is performed by a person called a shomer, who sits with the body overnight and alone.
Oh my God, what an extraordinary thing. That there's some guy, maybe some woman, who sits with a casket, a closed casket, for maybe 12 hours through a night, alone in a building, oftentimes not even knowing the deceased. What do you do sitting in a room all alone in complete quiet?
Corning is a choreographer and performer. Her company, Corning Works, has an initiative for performers over the age of 40, wittily called the Glue Factory Project. This stuff about the shomer was the seed of a new dance theater work titled The Waiting Room.
Excuse me, is there any information on the deceased?
It features actor Jacob Goodman as a shomer named Samuel. He's alone in a room with a wooden coffin when he realizes he's forgotten his overnight bag.
No prayer book.
He must figure out ways to pass the time in the company of a corpse.
Okay, this is going to be a long night.
That's Goodman rehearsing. The waiting room, needless to say, isn't 12 hours long. It's about an hour. Neither is it a religious work, says Corning, or even an especially Jewish one. It's a movement-based show that uses dramatic situations and dialogue to explore a theme and tell a story.
In short, the buzzword for the piece is death meets life.
Some of Waiting Room is a monologue, with Samuel reminiscing about his childhood, his coming out as gay, his mother's cooking. Naturally, he also ruminates on mortality.
If you stay still, Earth buries you.
Along with dance sequences, the show features projected images, including animations that complement the dialogue and action and lend it a surreal quality.
Is this a dream that he's having? Has he fallen asleep here? Is this happening for real? And we don't really know. And these images that are seen, whose are they?
Goodman has toured internationally with Kaddish for an Unborn Child, a one-man show based on Nobel laureate Imre Kertész's Holocaust novel. Goodman's character in The Waiting Room is a kind of everyman.
He's just a guy, and like all of us, we're waiting. The waiting room is certainly a metaphor, and it's in some ways passing time, sometimes making meaning, sometimes pointlessly, and sometimes profoundly.
Goodman isn't alone on stage. He's joined by three other performers, including Corning and Catherine Meredith, a Cleveland-based dancer and choreographer. Meredith says The Waiting Room's themes are universal.
I think the themes that everybody deals with, loneliness, depression, thinking about life and death, and what does it all mean? Why are we here? What do we do with that time on Earth? You know, how are we spending it? Just everyday struggles.
The fourth performer is John Carson, an art professor at Carnegie Mellon University. Carson is Irish, and he draws on that heritage in a song that provides a poignant counterpoint.
Come let us set sail for the always island, through seas of leaving to the summer stars.
The Waiting Room will be performed at the New Hazlett Theater on the North Side. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
The show runs for five performances next Wednesday through Sunday.